Simon & Schuster Audio presents Now in November, a novel by Josephine W. Johnson. Introduction by Ash Davidson. Read by Carlotta Brenton.
Introduction. Quiet and surprising, this is more than a novel about the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. This is a book about thirst. The land's thirst for rain, yes, but also human thirsts for love, for justice, for the relative security a little money can bring. These longings start with Arnold Haldmarn, who is already deep into his 50s when, broke and chopped back down to root, he sells the family car and most of their possessions and moves his wife, Willa, and three daughters to a heavily mortgaged farm. There, he takes up the plow, yoking the family to a debt that will cast its shadow over their lives. Deep-feeling, observant Margaret and her little sister Merle quickly fall head over heels for the place. Free to roam, the younger Haldmarn girls delight in the natural world and accept their roles cooking and cleaning. Only the eldest, Karen, who has inherited their father's short temper along with his red hair, balks. Volatile and restless, Karen doesn't fit in the family she was born into, and her bouts of depression and defiance of her bitter, overworked father frighten her sisters. But ultimately, it's the arrival of a hired hand, Grant, worldly, kind, and available, that reveals deeper thirsts. In a parallel universe, now in November, which sold out its first edition 5 days before it was published and won Josephine W. Johnson the Pulitzer Prize in the novel in 1935 at the age of 24, the youngest person ever to win a Pulitzer for fiction. Only 22 women have won it in the nearly 9 decades since, would be shelved companionably alongside The Grapes of Wrath. Instead, this slim, tender, and sometimes brutal novel has, like its author, largely slipped through the literary cracks. If you've never heard of Now in November or Johnson, you're not alone. Yet, for a book published almost 90 years ago, its concerns...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?